Not afraid now.
But you see, with the experience she had, it caused her not to be afraid anymore.
Well, let's do this one over now. She is afraid now, but she
used to not be afraid.
Someone who leaves a lot of money on the table and the door unlocked and you say he's mighty
careless.
There's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she asks kind of
nutty questions.
Well, she acts.
Acts.
Yeah.
Acts kind of nutty.
Anymore?
And it's silly. Kind of queer.
If a man is very sure of his own ways and he never wants to change, you say, don't be so
set in your way.
Somebody you can't joke with without him losing his temper, you say he's mighty?
He's mighty short-minded. He's mighty narrow-minded.
Yeah, person is just always getting upset.
At least little things.
Lisa, you say
touchy. He's touchy.
I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get...
He'd get mad or get all upset.
Somebody's about to lose his temper. You tell him just
calm down.
If you have been working very hard, you say you are very
tired.
And if you are very, very tired, you say I'm
flipped. I'm all bushed. I'm all out.
And if you are just completely gone,
I'm exhausted. I'm just exhausted. I'm just washed up.
If a person has been quite well and you hear suddenly that they have some disease, you say last night she
was well and hearty.
But this morning she
is very ill.
And when it happens suddenly, what do you say? She became ill very suddenly. You say last night she had to be rushed to the hospital. And so you say
she taken sick suddenly.
But she'll be up again by, how soon?
She'll be up again by 50.
Don't worry, she'll be up.
And going back to work soon.
If a person sat in a heavy rain, or was out in the heavy rain, didn't change his clothes when he came home, and the day he might be sniffing and sneezing, what happened to him?
Take a cold. Have the pneumonia.
If it affected his voice,
he would be hoarse. Couldn't talk.
And he might even get a little
cough from it.
You might say, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little
bushed, tired, sleepy.
And at 6 o'clock, I'll...
Turn under.
6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, maybe. I'll feel all right and be ready, good as new.
And what will you do?
I'll be ready to go. Right back at the same job.
So what will you have to do before you